With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. National Weather Service crews surveyed damage across the state Thursday. The severe weather stretched from the Mississippi River to Lake Michigan, sweeping across most of Wisconsin. By 2 a.m. Thursday, the numerous tornado warnings around the state had expired. Line crews in the Northwoods have been working to restore power to many since Monday night's storm, only to have a second system move through Wednesday night. Matt Cullen is a spokesperson for WPS.
Since 10 o'clock on Monday evening, when that first round of storms moved through, we've restored service to more than 95,000 customers, and our crews are continuing to work nonstop.
Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency to activate the Wisconsin National Guard and direct state agencies to help those affected by the storms. Marathon County has declared its own state of emergency. After this week's storms, communities worked together to help people in need. From downed power lines to blocked roads and even trees on houses and barns, Wednesday's storms left a lot of damage. In Lincoln County, the Pine River Fire Department in the Merrill area offered a helping hand to anyone in need with meals and showers. Many of the food items were donated, with the rest purchased by the fire department. Mike Kaler is a captain with the Pine River Fire Department.
Just as a community, we said, let's open our doors. We have air conditioning, we have showers, we have a lot of food that's been donated. So the township and the fire department got together and set this up.
The department has been filling pools for animals to drink from and also has a water hose available for anyone to come by and fill up containers to bring back to their homes. They said they will be offering meals and water for as long as people are coming by. Kaler said, well, some of the area now have water and electricity, others may still be waiting for theirs to come back on. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Recent rainfall has helped improve reservoir water levels in our region. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company about the impact of the latest storms.
The water level at the Rainbow Flowage is quite a bit lower than the high water mark on the rocks along the shore. Rainfall totals from Wednesday's storm varied across the region. Wausau saw more than 2 inches, where Rhinelander got less than an inch. It puts rainfall totals for the year slightly above normal, but much closer than in recent years. Because of that, reservoir levels around the region might look extremely low, but Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company Vice President of Operations, Peter Hansen, says it's actually very normal.
There were a few that were down, you know, in the couple 2 to 3 foot range. Nothing that's unusual for your normal to dry type of year.
Hansen says with the rain this week, some of them will likely be coming back up to full. It's still a little early to tell because they're just starting to see the runoff.
You know, I think we're all kind of used to the last, let's just say, 5 years or so where we've been above normal with precipitation, but this year is kind of more like normal and how it would be. Our reservoir system is there to supplement the Wisconsin River, and there's no guarantees on water levels. Just being down a couple feet in late July was of no concern.
Hansen says from what he's seeing, there's no major flooding concerns with this latest rain event. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The pandemic paused many facets of life, and a new report says wellness checkups for children were among them. And with school resuming this fall, Wisconsin families are urged to get caught up on preventative care. Mike Moen reports.
The Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says new findings suggest there was a 27% decline in the U.S. in pediatric office visits last year. Dr. Sharon Rink, a pediatrician based in Appleton, says now's the time for kids to reconnect with their family physician to ensure their growth and development wasn't hindered.
With younger children, just to make sure that their speech is progressing, that their gross motor is progressing. With older teens, it's just a good time to regroup. How is your family doing?
She says those conversations can help kids rid themselves of unhealthy habits they may have developed, such as too much screen time. And while health experts say there are rare cases in which standard immunizations aren't called for, they urge following up on missed shots that are required for most children as they grow. I'm Mike Moen.
Drivers who like to go fast need to lay off the speed this weekend along U.S. 51 in Marathon County. Mike Leishner explains.
Wisconsin State Patrol says they will be conducting aerial enforcement on the highway Saturday, with troopers observing drivers from above for signs of speeding or other aggressive driving. then relaying the information to patrol officers on the ground who will conduct a traffic stop. This comes about 3 weeks after sheriff's officers in nearby Lincoln County reported stopping 9 drivers on U.S. 51 for going 90 miles per hour or faster, including one who was going a whopping 134. Officers say they are publicizing the enforcement effort to encourage voluntary compliance.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Our forecast: sunshine today, a high near 75, partly cloudy tonight with a low around 57. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.